family to Paragon Park, Nantasket Beach, only 18 miles from Boston.
Paragon Park on Nantasket Beach in Hull is mostly a memory now.
Breakaway to Paragon Park. Free admission, free discount coupons at all.
The amusement park closed in 1985. Its rides auctioned off to make room for real estate developers. When you go to Nantasket today, you see the sea and sand and the carousel, the only ride remaining from Paragon Park's glory days.
Radio Boston intern Megan Dooley visited Nantasket Beach and talked with the carousel's restoration artist, James Hardison.
This carousel is carved in a medieval style. When you come here, you notice all the trappings. That's all the belts and saddles and tassels that are carved on the horses. They're all carved in a medieval style that kings and queens might have ridden horses such as these. When you get on here, you step back in time, both in the carvings of the horses, the sound of the machinery, and the visualness of the carousel. This was a magnificent lit piece back in the 20s when the average household had one light bulb in the ceiling, and to come to the carousel or the park in general and just see thousands and thousands of lights, like a laser light show to them.
As the park was being sold piece by piece, the residents of the town of Hull rallied to save the iconic merry-go-round. The effort inspired playwrights Zoe Bradford and Michael Hammond to write a musical remembering the history of Paragon Park.
In 1985, the carousel went up for auction and the park was closed. And no one had one last chance to go to the park and relive their memories. And it just shut down. And my parents went to the auction of the carousel. And everyone just wanted to leave with a piece of history and their memories. And they wanted to maybe win a horse. And by the end of the auction, the community had come together and realized they wanted this carousel to remain in Hull. And at the last minute, with not a dollar to spare, they saved the carousel. And we thought it would be a great way to start the show. Here's this carousel that people were clinging to for dear life, and how did it come to mean so much to them? So we start with the auction of the carousel, and we go back to 1905 and tell the story from the very beginning, how this carousel came to mean so much to people.
People would inadvertently come up to us and say, I just overheard you saying something about, you're writing a musical about Paragon Park. Let me tell you my experience. We got a lot of that wherever we went.
One of the common stories that we heard was couples who met there. It was their first date, and they have since gotten married, so that was a really nice thing. While we were at the carousel one day, there was a couple that came up, and the woman was 92 years old, and she said that she had ridden the carousel every year for 92 years.
Isn't that beautiful?
Zoe Bradford and Michael Hammond wrote the play Paragon Park, the Musical. It's now showing at the Community Theater in Norwell. For details about the very few seats that are still available, you can go to our website, radioboston.org.
A portion of the ticket sales go to help keep the Paragon Park Carousel operating. The carousel is open for rides every day through October on Nantasket Beach in Hull, and a seat on one of those flying horses is only $2.25.
Hey, what a deal. That's our program today. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.